This is the third part of an interview between Terry and Simon Virgo on Free to Worship, with a focus on the presence of God. To watch the interviews, visit blog.terryvirgo.org or follow @terryvirgo on Twitter.
You're looking for an encounter with God each time a church gathers. How important do you feel it is that the church encounters God every time that they gather?
Oh, absolutely. Why not? We are coming to meet God, and therefore we should anticipate we meet with God. Anything less is merely being religious.
So I remember you talking of, really, of heartache at times, going home from a meeting and thinking we didn't encounter God particularly.
I remember the pain at the early days when we first started church, and Wendy and I went to a free evangelical context and began to see it change. And it was very sad, having come from a very lively church in London where we learned so much. We had to start all over again and wait for the presence of God, wait for people to be sensitive to the presence of God, be responsive to the presence of God. You had to learn that. Churches had to learn corporately to be sensitive. God is moving amongst us now.
You've kind of touched on it a little there, but I was going to ask, how do we encounter God? How does that happen?
I think that it starts from a theological understanding. Draw near to God, he will draw near to us. He's promised, my presence will go with you. Moses said, if your presence doesn't come with us, I don't want to go anywhere. And so the presence of God is hugely important. It is promised, but it's possible to go through a routine. It's possible in what we call a charismatic church to go through a routine. Some people have said of charismatics, they worship. They just love the singing. They love the songs. They love the kind of experience of singing the songs, and that's it. No, I think we are vulnerable to that and need to be guarded against that. And that's, I think, one of the great callings of church leaders, of elders, that they lead the people into the presence of God as a kind of a shepherding leadership gift. And so it's important that we don't think, oh, he plays a guitar well, he can lead us. It may be he can. It may be he doesn't know how to shepherd the people into the presence of God. And so we teach anticipation. God will be here. We expect to meet with him. And I think it helps to reflect on great truths. So it's not, oh, let's sing an upbeat song, we'll get them going. It's like, you know, I'm accepted. God delights in me. God has received me. He's given me his righteousness. Jesus conquered. It's focusing on great truth that stirs your spirit to meet with God. It's not just about melody. It's not just about rhythm. It's about encounter, which could be sometimes where dancing with celebration, like they did when they crossed the Red Sea. They were free. And sometimes we'll just want to shout and sing because we're free. Other times it may not take that note. Indeed, it's good to be flexible and open for the different moods of the Spirit. We're talking about encountering a person. And so there may be all sorts of different moods and moments. But we do want to meet God. We don't want to just enjoy singing. So, yeah, there's something we need to cultivate. And the more a church goes on together, the more gifted maybe the worship leaders are, the more aware of one another, the more we can corporately anticipate meeting God.
How do you think a worship leader can help or hinder that process of the people encountering God together?
Yeah, when we first started, the worship leader hadn't been invented. We were just worshipping. But I do thank God, especially as churches have grown in size, for men and women really gifted by God to lead into worship. I think they must themselves be worshippers, not just musicians. I don't despise people who've really learned their instrument well. I'm grateful for all the hard work that goes into that. I appreciate worship leaders who sometimes maybe linger on a line in a song, especially if the line says something. I mean, sometimes we just repeat something that doesn't say anything. We want people to focus in on truth. That sets your heart on fire. And some worship leaders are so gifted at that. And I mean, the more gifted they are instrumentally, like a Stuart Townend, he's so on top of his instrument, he can change things, go with the flow. So you want to be musically gifted. You can change, go with the flow. But what is God doing here? How is God leading him? Maybe one song leading into another where you stay with a theme, because my mind must be engaged while worshipping. If you sing enough songs with no theological content, your brain goes out the window. And you just need your brain engaged. And sometimes one song leading into another song with a similar theme is just so beautiful. You find your spirit rising with spirit and truth.